Listen, I want to tell you, the work's done. He's already paid the price on the cross for you. He's already made it possible for you to go to heaven. He's just waiting for you to let him in your life. It's that simple. You see, Jonah reveals salvation is of the Lord. What a wonderful verse. Salvation is of the Lord. Tonight, this salvation that we're talking about can be yours. It can be yours. But you know, I want to just look at the next part of this, because we find the redemption of Jonah. We've seen the rebellion of Jonah. We've seen the repentance of Jonah. But also, we see the redemption of Jonah. And this is very important. Look at verse 10. It says in verse 10, "So the Lord spoke to the fish." You know what? Listen to this. Everything in creation has to obey God. You know that? When God says rain, the clouds produce rain. When God says to the birds sing, the birds sing. When God says to whatever animal to do whatever God wants it to do, that animal does it. When God told in the lion's den, God says, "Listen, I want you to close your mouth, and I want all the hunger pains to go away, and I want you not to eat my servant Daniel." The lions obeyed. When God spoke to that fish, God says, "I want you to throw up Jonah on the beach there. I want you to vomit him up." That's what Scripture says. So the Bible says, so cut me some slack here. You know what? The fish obeyed. I wonder tonight, you know the only thing in God's creation that disobeys God?
Man.
Is man. And I wonder tonight, will you be obedient or disobedient to God's word? God says tonight to you, it's time for you to open up your heart to Jesus Christ. Will you be obedient? The fish was obedient. The fish, it says, vomited, verse 10, Jonah on to dry land. You know, what a thing that Jonah goes from being a victim to becoming victorious, because God gave him a second chance. You know, right now, he's the God of second chances. If you failed him, if you've turned away from him, if you're not living the kind of life you should be living, if you have never accepted Christ as your Savior, I'm going to tell you that in this sense, God is the God of second chance. But once Christ comes and takes all believers to himself, there is no second chance. Now, the Bible says, is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. And salvation is of the Lord. What will you do with it? Will you accept it? You know, when we see Jonah here, we find that he experienced the victory and freedom. Because God, it says, notice this. Notice the first verse of chapter 3. It says that the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Now, you know what? Because Jonah didn't obey right away when God spoke to him, and this is something for us believers, I want you to notice, you compare chapter 3, verse 1, compare that with chapter 1, verse 3. When God spoke to him, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, God spoke to him, and this is what God said. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, and it says, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city," and he speaks directly to him. He tells him in communion and fellowship. He speaks in a fellowship way with Jonah. But you know what? The second time the word of the Lord came to him, we don't see that. He says, "I want you to rise and go to the city, and I'll tell you what to say when you get there." God told him ahead of time, the first time. He lost a little something along the way. And I want to tell you this. When we're not obedient to God's word, we lose
sweet time of fellowship with Him. We need to be obedient to God's Word. And that's to the believers tonight. But how wonderful that we find He enjoyed a new beginning. You know, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things pass away, behold, all things become new. And I stand before you today to testify to you that 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 is true. I'm living proof of it. That old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. You can be God's workmanship in Christ Jesus tonight. This is what He desires for you, young people. This is what He desires. Now, real quickly, I want to share something with you. Lastly, I'll just say this. He encounters what it is to be in the school of God in chapters 3 and 4. We're not going to go into that. But I want you to think about this. I went back to my room after supper, and I jotted this down. I was praying. I said, Lord, what would you have? What else would you have to share? And in the remaining moments, I want you to think about this. On the one hand, we've got Jonah, who was a disobedient servant. On the other hand, we've got the Lord Jesus, who was the perfect obedient servant. Okay? Now, this is what I jotted down. Verses chapter 1, verse 4 through 9, Jonah says, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go. But in the life of the Lord Jesus, what do we find? God would say, whom shall I send? And who will go for me? And the Lord Jesus could say prophetically, here am I, send me. He would go. In fact, He would come into this city, as I've already said, to give His life a ransom, to pay the price, to pay the penalty. The wages of sin is death. He paid the price. He would give His life for my sin and for your sin. The disobedient servant, Jonah, in chapter 1, verse 10, he affected the lives of everybody around him in that ship, right? That's what we heard, right? The Lord Jesus, because of His obedience, He affected the lives of everybody around Him. Think of how the Lord Jesus came into the sea, how He healed the blind man, how He made the lame to walk again, how He made the leprosy to go away, how even on the cross, when the Lord Jesus could look down at the crowd who spit on Him, who pulled His beard out, who mocked Him, who struck Him. And what did the Lord Jesus say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He affected everybody in a positive way. Disobedient servant.